Support for Lakeshore Public Radio comes from Anderson's Winery in Valparaiso, Indiana, featuring over 20 new wines and some old favorites like the Vineyard White and Raspberry Kiss. Anderson's Winery offers event space for weddings, rehearsals, showers, and corporate events. Learn more at andersonswinery.com. Support for Let's Eat comes from Bombs Natural Foods. More than just supplements, Bombs offers massages, ion cleanses, a juice bar, and an educated staff for all of your questions.
From
Bombs
NPR
Natural
News,
Foods,
it's all
with locations in Merrillville, Highland, and BombsNaturalFoods.com.
It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Lakeshore listeners. Thanks for joining us here on 89.1 FM. It's time for Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick. And today, for Valentine's weekend, we have a trifecta. We have a trifecta on gift cards, people. So call in 769-9577. That is 769-9577. And we're here on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio, live in our studios in Merrillville. Mm-hmm. So how you doing, Sharon?
Doing well.
Yeah,
it's Friday.
No, you're doing well because Joe bought some wine.
Oh yeah, I needed that. Thank you, Joe.
And then Michelle brought some cupcakes.
Yeah, I'm still gonna attack those cupcakes.
So that's why we're doing well. How's things going?
Oh, it's good. It's good. It's Friday. Uh-huh. It's all good. It's all good.
I thought it was gonna be a lot colder out there. And it really isn't. I forgot my Lakeshore Public Radio stocking cap.
Yeah, you need that. Well, it is kind of cold out there.
Yeah,
what is
not
it,
cold
like
enough.
20-something degrees? 20-something. 21 degrees?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what have you been doing on your Sundays? There's nothing to watch on TV except for dogs and ping pong matches.
I know. I'm probably just going to catch up on my movies now.
Yeah.
You know, or maybe my knitting. Something, maybe something like that.
Knitting.
I got to learn to knit first,
crocheting.
And then I'll catch up on it.
I think so.
Yeah, maybe something like that.
So today's a really exciting day.
It is.
Yeah, we got a lot going on here in the studio. We have Michelle from Cute as a Cupcake, which really was recommended to me by a friend for her gluten-free cupcakes. How you doing, Michelle?
I'm doing well, thank you.
And we also have someone to, we got sweet on one side. Now mm-hmm. we got the pick-me-up on the other side, and it's not sugar. Uh-huh. You know, they use sugar to help it pick us up, and that's Joe from Butler Wines. How you doing, Joe?
Very well, thank you. Happy belated Valentine's Day.
Well, you know
everyone.
What? I think this is like the Valentine's weekend. When Valentine's lands like on a Thursday or something like that, it goes Thursday. I mean, last night we were busy at the restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll probably be busy tonight, and we'll probably get something tomorrow. So for a restaurant business, it's kind of good. How's it been doing with you?
Oh, my gosh. It's been so crazy.
Yeah.
But it's been great. It's been a great crazy, so we're thankful.
So, Michelle, does it like stretch out? I mean, because Valentine's is on Thursday, do you get a little bit more days of sale?
Absolutely. So Wednesday was a busy day.
Uh-huh.
So that kind of prepped us for Thursday, because Thursday pretty much was like Christmas for the dessert world. So it went really well, and then today has been good. And just like you mentioned, I think Saturday is going to be just as busy. So mentally, we've just been preparing just for the whole next couple of days.
Are you shut down on Sunday?
Shut down on Sunday.
So am I.
Wow. That's
when
smart. You need a day of rest.
That's when we lay in bed and our bodies kind of vibrate in the morning.
But you know, I do like the Valentine's Day celebration spread out over a couple of days.
Yeah.
I think that's nice.
It's really good.
We're doing our Valentine's this weekend because I was up here working.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, if you guys are all off on Sundays, you can visit the winery because we're open and
you're
can come
open.
And get some wine.
Yeah, and Joe has a great tasting room in Chesterton.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a really nice little location right downtown there. It's small and quaint. We've got some indoor and outdoor seating.
And it's got that a lot of earth tones to it. And where when you go to Cute as a Cupcake, it's all bright and pink and happy.
Yeah, we don't have as much of that going on except in the color of the wine.
Right. Everything's in the color of wine.
That's right.
So I want to tell the people out there, you know, the listeners, our friends, to call in 769-9577. And today you'll get 3 gift cards.
Oh, wow.
You'll get one from
the trifecta.
You get the trifecta. Yeah. You get... Hey, go out and eat at Chef Nick's Eatery. And then if you need something sweet, you go Cute as a Cupcake. And to get a little buzz on, you go over to Joe's at Butler Wines in Chesterton. So call in 769-9577 and enjoy the trifecta. So we have Michelle
from Cute as a Cupcake. You're located right on US 30 next to like the Around the Clock over there, uh-huh. that area over yes. there. The Albanese, right over
yes,
there.
Correct.
And I have a friend that's gluten free, and she can't have any kind of gluten at all. And mm-hmm. she kind of like turned me on to you, and mm-hmm. I've been in there in a really cute place.
Thank you.
But before we get on with everything, why don't you give us a little bit of your personal background, some family, some history, things like that?
Yeah. So I was. I'm born and raised from Terre Haute, Indiana.
Wow.
Yeah, so I am now, I guess, this is home for me, Maryville. I've mm-hmm. been in Maryville since 2000. So I have three kids. They are 8, 10, and 12.
Wow.
So two boys and a girl. So Trey, Madison, and Aiden, they keep me very busy.
Where do they go to school at?
They go to Forest Ridge Academy in Cherville.
Okay.
Yeah, and then my husband, Arthur.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Arthur. So, you were supposed to be here.
And then we have a dog, a golden doodle.
Oh, so, that's the most important.
Oh, my gosh. She's like another kid. But at any rate, like I said, I've been in Maryville since 2000, and this pretty much is home. And my career has pretty much been in the pharmaceutical industry.
Really?
Yes. I've been I was in the pharmaceutical industry about 16 years, done a number of roles from just being a solo contributor to a people manager to an account manager, and then I was laid off. And that wasn't uncommon in our industry. It was mm-hmm. pretty much all the time. Since 2007, we were doing layoffs all the time. And sometimes they would happen as often as 6 months, every 6 months.
Ooh.
So I finally got caught up in one. And mm-hmm. I remember when that occurred, it was around the holiday season.
Okay.
And it wasn't a thing of fear. It was a thing of just understanding, okay, that season had come to an end. So what are you going to do next? So like I say, it was around the holiday time, and people just were like, why aren't you upset? Why aren't you stressed? Why aren't you nervous? And I was like, I'm not, because I'm getting ready to walk into something and I'm not sure what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I did, I took my severance, because that was a blessing to have a severance.
Right.
And I invested it in myself. I invested into my own business, and that's how Cute as a Cupcake came about.
And how many years have you been?
I have been around with Cute as a Cupcake since 2015.
Wow.
Very
so,
nice.
So you're fairly fresh.
Fairly fresh. Yes, and we've only had the brick and mortar place since September 2016. So
what was before that?
We did the vendor fairs and the farmers market, so I would go and set up a table and a tent and do all that good
so
stuff.
So you kind of were testing the market a little
Absolutely.
Bit.
Absolutely, testing the market, because I kept reading that it was going to take 6 years to build a brand. I'm like, how am I going to build this brand? How am I going to get out there so people can know who I am? And so we did the markets and so forth, and then I did a kiosk in the mall.
Oh.
And that kiosk we did during the holiday season of 2015, and that really kind of set the stage. We was like, okay, there is a gap here in Lake County where we can build and bring Cute as a Cupcake and have a storefront. And so that's really how it got started.
Wow.
Yeah. So short time frame. Here it is, 2019 now? So I'm going into our third year into the shop.
Uh-huh.
So it's going really, really well.
You're really enjoying it?
I love it. I love it.
Before we get to you, Joe, we have a caller here,
I
know she enjoys your cupcakes.
Okay.
We have Shay Sirikas on the line. She's from Valparaiso.
Okay.
Shay, you have a question, or you want a compliment?
Oh, I just want a compliment. I first tried them. My sister is a teacher at Forest Ridge Academy, and Dana had them. She's got some kids with, like, allergies and stuff at her school, and she got some. And she got them for Christmas last year, and I tried them, and she's like, oh, you know, I got these at the Cute as a Cupcake, and they have them. And it's hard. You don't see that too often. And so I went there, and sure enough, they had them, and they were awesome. So I used to work in Dyer. I don't work there anymore, but I used to go and stop by after work and pick some. Sometimes they'd be gone, so then I learned to give a call before I stopped in to make sure they had some. But, oh, my gosh, they're wonderful.
Oh,
I just
thank
had to compliment you.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. You know, and I wanted to create a shop that was all-inclusive, because I wanted to make sure that cupcakes would be available for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there are some challenges right now with allergies and just lifestyle in general. So in addition to the gluten-free, we also offer vegan. So for me, I just wanted any kid to be able to come in with their family and get a cupcake no matter what. So that was kind of the inspiration of being able to provide and offer a gluten-free cupcake, vegan cupcake, and we also offer sugar-free too.
Okay.
So that's
something.
Yeah, it's like everyone deserves to have a cupcake. So I made a point to make sure that everybody can get a cupcake.
I'm going to use that.
Without cupcakes,
I like that. That's a good.
Everyone deserves to have a cupcake. I love that.
So Shay, you know, you got lucky. You called in on the trifecta today, so you're going to get a gift card from Cute as a Cupcake. From Butler Wines and Chef Nick Cedery, which we do have some gluten-free items also.
great. I appreciate it. Thanks again.
We'll be sending that out. Thanks for calling in, Shay.
All right. Thank you.
So, bye-bye. Joe, I'm sure wine's pretty much gluten-free, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. There's no wheat product in wine.
None at all.
None whatsoever.
So, Joe, give us a little bit. Now, Joe is our wine guy, folks, out there in Radio Land. Joe is the guy I go to. I love Joe. His wine is really good. And he does have a great shop over in Chesterton, great tasting room. And he does have his own vineyards. So I kind of know your background, but for some of the listeners, give us a little bit of your background.
My background is that I was born into the industry. My dad is really the one who started the winery back in 1983 after he had worked for the Oliver Winery for a while. And we got some land and planted our own grapes in the early 90s. We opened the shop in Chesterton in 2008. So it's really been my entire life that I've been around wine. It's only been the last couple years that I've been working in the cellar with my dad more because I've been up in Chesterton since then. Learning a lot, still got a lot to learn, but our focus has always been quality wines, and we want to continue doing that from Indiana-grown grapes as much as possible.
Joe, have you ever done any other kind of job except for wines?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've done a few others. When I first moved up into the area, we didn't have the tasting room, and so I worked at the County Line Orchard.
Okay.
I did school tours and ran the kids' farm on the weekend for them there, and I worked in a quick lube in Maryville. So there's been a lot of stuff we've done. All the experience has really played in well to what I'm doing now, because with the family business, you have to be able to wear a whole bunch of different hats. You have to be able to, you know, take care of the equipment and make the wine and take care of the grapes. And so there's just so much involved. But.
Well, I tell you what, the peach wine is really good. What do you say, Sharon?
Oh, you know, it is very good.
The stuff pairs with the cupcakes.
Well, that's why
it makes the wine sweeter and the cupcake sweeter.
Yeah, it's I brought in some nice dessert style wine. So we got the Late Harvest Vignole, which is a all naturally sweeter wine. We leave the grapes on the vine a little longer to develop a higher sugar level before we harvest. That one is it's in a 375 milliliter bottle, which is usually a good tip off that it's a dessert wine or a wine with higher alcohol in it. And then the Blueberry Obsession is our blueberry wine that's had brandy added to it. And it's a little sweeter and a little higher alcohol content.
I know.
That's the one I've had today. Okay.
That's when it gives me a little chill down my spine.
Yeah, it'll warm me up a little bit.
Try that in the other one.
It's really nice this time of year. And then we also brought the peach wine.
Which is good. I like that peach wine.
Those three are some of my favorite dessert wines. There are others that we make, but I thought they'd pair well with different types of cupcakes depending upon what was brought in, and they seem to have done well with it. So.
Folks, call in 769-9577, 769-9577, and take advantage of our trifecta. We have gift cards from Cuta's, a cupcake out of Maryville, Butler Wines out of Chesterton, and Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield. That's 769-9577. Michelle, why cupcakes? I mean, you could have been making crackers or something. Why cupcakes?
Good question. I know when I retired, I said I wanted to have a dessert shop. I just knew that one, but I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do. And I thought it was going to be pies because my grandmother has this very amazing recipe, has an amazing recipe for her pie crust. But she wasn't willing to give it up.
Really?
Yeah, and she's 91. She's still living. And to this day, no one has this pie crust.
That's right. No one gets my lemon rice recipe either.
Yeah, see, you understand.
Yeah.
However, she was willing to give up the cake recipes.
Huh.
And so what I did
what's
was
your
take,
what's your grandmother? Was your grandmother you
yeah,
said?
Yeah, my grandmother.
What's her name?
Catherine.
Catalina. Come on, give up the pie crust recipe.
And so I was able to take the cake recipes. And so that I turned into cupcakes. So I knew I wanted to have them both, but it started primarily just the pie crust because I'm like, I can get into the frozen pie business. That's
right.
A $2 billion industry. I said, if I can get a small pie, literally a little piece of their pie. But it didn't happen that way, but I still had the drive, the motivation, and determination to do something. And I said, okay, I'm going to turn these cakes into cupcakes. And so that is one of the things that separates us from the competition. When you come into the shop, everything is handcrafted and made from scratch. And that is where the recipes come from, Catherine.
Really?
So it is amazing. And then she'll sit in the shop. So she's not from here. She resides in Terre Haute, Indiana, which is where I'm from. But she'll come up. And so she's actually here in town now. And so you'll find her sitting in the shop. She'll sit there and she'll speak to the customers and everything, you know. And she's just really in awe of
developed with her recipe.
Her legacy and just seeing it. And sometimes we bump heads, you know. She'll give me unsolicited feedback, things I may not want to hear about the cake. Oh, I don't like the cake today. It's that you did something. You didn't do something right.
So you're going to be able to start your own sitcom, too, from Catherine.
That's what we got to do.
You just got to keep working on her and get the pie crust recipe
telling you, it's like, come on. So that would be like the growth phase with the business, being able to bring the pies on. But for now, we got the cupcakes.
So when people are approaching your storefront, give us a feeling what the atmosphere is inside.
Absolutely.
The colors and things like that. And maybe a website so they can look at it.
Absolutely. So we're at cutestofcupcake3.com. And people's like, where did the three come from? Well, I have three children, as I mentioned before when I introduced myself. So trying to find a way to bring them into the business as well. I do hope that they will transition to it. But we got a little ways to go because, like I said, the oldest is only 12.
My kids want nothing to do with the restaurant.
Nothing?
Nothing.
I'm hoping.
Really?
Yeah.
Hoping to get one of the three. But when you come into the shop, you know, it's all important for us to give you a great experience. We want you to come in and be happy and enjoy what you see. Presentation, you kind of buy with your eyes, you know. So we want you to be able just to see the cupcakes. And really, I generally love what I do. And I want you to be able to take advantage of that when you see the cupcake. You can see the love in there.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the polka dots. So that's part of our brand recognition. Whatever we do, including our food truck, we try to make sure that we have the polka dots everywhere so they know, oh, that's cute as a cupcake, you know. Mm-hmm. So just little things like that. But it's very simple. I didn't want to have something where the decor was based on a theme. I just wanted something that was timeless, you know, because I didn't want to be one of those people that had to change up furniture and everything every year to match what's happening, what the trends and so forth are. So I just think more than anything, you come in and you just have a happy feeling.
That's how I was. When I walked in, it's a lot of pink, a lot of polka dots, a lot of sugar, a lot of color. And I thought it was a very nice and pleasant.
Thank you.
I enjoyed myself in there.
Thank you.
I mean, I can see, you know, kids going in there with their families and just picking out their cupcakes and things
and
like that.
It's simple. But, you know, I did struggle in the beginning because, again, I had
everyone
this,
struggles the first couple years.
Well, the inclusivity. I just wanted to make sure that it was inclusive and having the pink on the wall because I didn't want a father to feel like that he couldn't come in with his kids.
You know what?
And
I'm
no one
secure
cares.
With pink. I'm secure with wearing a pink shirt. I mean, you have no problem having a pink bottle, would you?
No, not at all.
And you know what? You have some, and we're talking about marketing and colors and stuff like that. Give us a feel of your atmosphere and your wine and your tasting room and you know, and how that goes to, like, how you do different bottles, different shapes, different colors.
We, for, like, our colors, we've kind of run with maroon or a burgundy type of color with a forest or a hunter green, something in that range.
Manly.
Well, it kind of lends to the vineyard, the grape and the leaves on the grapevine. And it's kind of associated like that in my mind. The bottles, there's more traditional shapes that are commonly used with certain styles of wine. And all different styles of bottles could be used for anything, but it's just what they're commonly associated with.
And you have some unique bottles.
We do.
You have one that looks just like a little billy club.
Yeah, the blue one. 375 milliliter bottles, the two small ones there. So they're half the size of a regular bottle of wine, which is 750 milliliters. But they're the blue glass, and you don't see a lot of blue glass on the shelves, and people really seem to like that. I guess, you know, the different materials that go into different colored glasses makes them more or less common. And you don't see hardly any red glass anywhere, and that's because it takes gold to make it.
Really?
Yeah. So I learned that when, you know, looking into why don't we see more red bottles and stuff like that. And that it just whatever is put into the bottle in the glass to give it the color.
Folks, get your opportunity to visit Cute as a Cupcake in Merivale and Butler Wines in Chesterton and Chef Nick's Eatery. Get the Trifecta gift card here on 89.1 FM, 769-9577. 769-9577. Okay, Michelle, how do cupcakes rise? There's no yeast in there, is there?
No. So we have leveling agents that
and
we use.
And what are your
there.
Leveling agents?
So just the norm. You have your baking powder, your baking soda. So
do you use them at the same time?
For some recipes calls for different things. Yeah, so I remember there was a time we were using cream of tartar.
Oh, really? You know how they make cream of tartar?
Well, actually, tartaric acid is something that falls out of solution in wine all the time. I'm constantly scraping it out of the wine tank. So if you could find a use for this, I'm sure there's a market for it because we just produce tons of it when we're making the wine, and it usually just gets thrown away. But wow. You know, if there was something you could do with that that would be neat.
You answered my question. That was exactly right. The cream of tartar is scraped from wine and I think beer barrels or just wine barrels?
It may come out of beer barrels. I've never personally made anything on that scale to where I noticed. I've made some small batches, but everything that was left on the inside of the tank, we just threw out with that. Wow. But,
like you're throwing out money, Joe.
We probably are.
Joe's seasonings.
Yes. Yeah, we can just make our own cream of tartar line.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we use to level out meringue. They put cream of tartar
cream
in there
tartar.
Level out. See, I know a little bit about this.
We could just give you some raw tartaric acid crystals, and you can make it from scratch.
There you go.
Call in 769-9577, 769-9577, and get the trifecta on the gift cards here on 89.1 FM Lakeshore Public Radio. I was looking at your website, Michelle. You have a lot of varieties of cupcakes.
Yes.
How many different varieties do you have?
Well, on the website we have that we do over 100, but I know we do more than that because every day I try to do something different, something fun, you know, where it lends to an excitement. And I think that helps with our following on our social media pages because people are like, what are you going to do today? You know, what's the flavor for the day? So I said, what did I get myself into by doing this? Because now it's an expectation that people have and want to see what we do. But it's been fun because, like, I've recently started experimenting with putting donuts on the cupcakes, brownies on the cupcakes, cookies on the cupcakes.
I like where you're going with this.
Yeah, we do like a cheesecake cupcake where it actually has a graham cracker crust and cheesecake baked on the inside of the cupcake.
Mm-hmm.
So we do things like that. And then actually just this week we started doing mini cheesecakes. So that's really outside of the cupcake, but it was just something we thought of for Valentine's Day. We'd do something different to give another offering to our customers. So it's been good. But even through that, I just try to stay in my lane. I try to keep things very simple because having so many different offerings can be overwhelming. But I don't want to ever lose the quality of the product that we offer. And so that's what's so important to me because people are always like, well, how come you won't expand and do another location? We tried to do an express location in Griffith last year, and we were inside a boutique, which was awesome. So that was great. But to do another full-fledged location, you know, right now that's not a part of our short-term goal. It's definitely a long-term goal, but we want to make this place the best place it could be.
Mm-hmm.
So like here in the coming months, we're getting ready to introduce ice cream. So again, we're just
You're going to make ice cream.
I'm not going to make it. No, I'm not going to make it. I do enough because I'm the only one that does the batters for the shop.
Okay.
So with my grandmother's recipes, we're not trademarked, no copyright, so only Michelle does the batters.
Oh,
but
wow.
The girls can bake. Mm-hmm. So they can bake all the cupcakes they like, but I'm the only one that mixes the batters.
Okay. So how many different kinds of frosting do you deal with?
Oh, a lot, because we do so many different flavors and so forth. So I'd say probably on average we do about 10 different, but primarily you got your vanilla and everything is based off that vanilla.
So do you do like a whipped cream?
No. So I do daily our cream cheese frosting.
Okay.
That's a way that we separate ourselves too, because most places typically do buttercream. So there's something, how are we going to be different?
Right.
So we do the cream cheese. We will provide you the buttercream, but it's upon request.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to call in advance.
Special
for that.
Orders.
Yeah. So that's our thing is cream cheese. Every cupcake has cream cheese icing.
I do understand about not spreading yourself too thin and focusing on what you do. What you know you do well. Mm-hmm. The small thing. For having your focus. That's very good. How come you're the only one that does the batters that mixes them? Is that like job security?
Yeah,
trade
you know,
secrets
just
or something?
Trade secret things. You know, it's still really trying to uncover how to have the protection because again, they're my grandmother's recipes, so they're just mine.
They're
I'm the only one. Thank you. It's just me right now.
You can have them sign a clause.
You know, and I think about that. They do a non-compete clause and everything like that. But, you know, the day of technology, I can do a little quick photo on my phone and then there it went.
Yeah,
you know,
you can't.
I can't stop that from happening, you know, but there will come a time to where I have to be able to let go of that and relinquish it.
So what did you bring today?
So I brought today, I have the chocolate covered strawberry.
Mm-hmm.
I have our pink champagne. So that's actually champagne cake.
Well, explain that one.
Yeah.
Me and Joe were, you know, we can't call it champagne though. It's called What is it called?
You can't. Well, if you make it in the champignon process,
right.
You can call it champagne.
Oh, in the process.
Yes.
Oh, I thought it's you had to actually go there and make it in France or something.
No, there are laws about those type of. I guess they're trying to protect the region's names, uh-huh. like Bordeaux and uh-huh. Burgundy and things like that. But I believe champagne is just the process in okay. which it is made. And so we made a champagne wine in the 80s called Sparkling Nights, and it's a very labor-intensive process of making the wine. You got to make the wine and then add more yeast and sugar to it when it's in the bottle for a secondary fermentation, and you have to turn the bottles like a quarter turn a day. And
oh, wow.
It takes a long time, and so we don't make one of those anymore. But it's sparkling wine is the forced carbonated version of a champagne.
So, Michelle, you have sparkling wine. So me and Joe were looking at that cupcake, mm-hmm. and we saw – I thought it was a baby bottle. I didn't know what was sticking out of the cupcake, but it's your champagne cupcake.
Yes.
So how's that work?
So the champagne –
it is different.
Thank you. Champagne is in the batter, so that pretty much will bake out, right?
Okay. The alcohol
icing,
will, yeah.
Yeah, so the icing has the pink champagne, and then it's just an – extra special touch, we have a little Doppler of the champagne that's there on the cupcake. So you can either take that Doppler and squeeze it to where the champagne just fills into the cake,
uh-huh.
or you can remove it and then release the champagne where on top of your icing. Hmm. So it's really what you desire to do with that. Or you can just drink it. It's totally up to you. But we do that every now and then, special occasions, to offer that for our customers. And obviously this was Valentine's Day, so we thought pink champagne, you know, really was appropriate for the holiday. So yeah, it makes it fun and it's intriguing. And again, people come in, they want to know about it, they want to see it, they want to try it. Yesterday it was so crazy. As soon as we put it out, it was like gone in 5 minutes.
Oh, you know what? It's unique.
Yeah,
people are just getting—they seen that and like.
I want that, and most of the time they hadn't even tasted it yet. So it took me longer to prepare it than it took me for it to remove from the shelf. So it's fun though. We have a great time. But then I also brought our strawberry éclair,
mm-hmm.
which reminds you of the. For me, it was the inspiration of the Good Humor Bar.
Okay.
In the summertime. It was a strawberry cupcake. You have this dried strawberry cookie mix on top with the icing. It really pairs really well.
I love those candy
bars. And then,
those ice cream bars.
Yeah,
they're
definitely
the crumbs
my favorite.
On them, right?
Yep, yeah. Absolutely. So that's the inspiration for that. And then we did bring along some of the gluten free for you guys to try as well. So we try, again, to have just
is
a gluten free. Nice
is that a big. You probably become a destination place
for that,
a lot of people.
Yeah, because not a lot of places offer. It and we offer it daily, but when we first began, we only offered it on the weekend, and it started becoming an issue for people because they're like, well, wait a minute, I would like to have it every day.
What are you doing? Why I need my on cupcake on Wednesday too.
Yeah, exactly. So and another of
Hump
our
day.
our business model is we bake in small batches. Uh-huh. So what we put out for the day is what we put out. That's it.
Oh really?
Yep. That's it. Yeah.
So Joe, you know, Michelle doesn't like to share her batter recipes. First of all, 769-9577, trifecta on gift cards,
yeah.
Cute as a cupcake,
mm-hmm.
Butler Wine, and Chef Nick Seedry. So, Joe, are you the only one that stomps on your grapes?
We don't stomp them. we use a press, and you could stomp your grapes if you wanted to. They just won't let you sell it at that point. So there's not much of a point in doing that.
Come on,
there's
got to be some footy gloves.
There are some places that will have like little competitions at wine festivals and let people stomp the grapes and stuff like that. But I think they just throw the juice away afterwards, which
it's
is probably a good idea. Yeah, it's just for fun. And
aren't
show.
You looking for a little more yeast?
maybe not that kind.
You can get it organically.
Yeah. Oh. But so they won't let us do that. We press it in a valve-in press, and it works pretty well for us.
Is that how it started? Years ago with the whole stomping?
Yeah.
Oh, it used to be. That's what people used to do is put the grapes in
get a big vat of grapes
and
that
just stomp
has
on
little slats between the wood so the juice can run out, but mm-hmm. it catches it like a basket.
You know what? I always heard that.
That's on I Love Lucy.
Yeah. You know, I heard, this is why I heard that birds will peck at a grape or a cherry.
Oh, yeah.
The juice will come out around the cherry. There's little yeast spores around the fruit. It ferments. They go back and drink it and actually get a little buzz on it.
Hey, there's a lot of animals that will actually eat fermented fruits and stuff like that. I've seen some pretty obscure pictures.
I've seen them at AAA.
All the meetings. AAA meetings.
I got a raccoon sitting here. I got a rabbit over here. What am I going to do? Yeah. But they're frogs now. But let's get back to the cupcakes real quick here.
wasn't that
no,
one
no
there.
Rabbits, Jerry.
Yeah.
So you know, it's Valentine's weekend,
yes.
And pretty soon it's going to be St. Patrick's. Mm-hmm. So do you do different things for different holidays?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we do like a shamrock shake kind of a cupcake too. You know, we try to make sure that we get into the decorations where we're using green. We did pot of gold, you know, where we put sprinkles inside the cupcakes. If you cut it open, it just spills out with all types of sprinkles and so forth. So we try to make sure that we engage into the holiday seasons, whatever it might be, and just give the customer something to look forward to.
So you're going to have the little shamrock shake dauber thing in the cupcake?
Yeah, so like we did drunken pumpkin during holiday, you know, Thanksgiving and so forth. We did a lot of rum chata. So,
rum chata.
Yeah.
Everybody likes rum chata.
It just sounds good too.
And I kept saying, I need to do drunken Cupid. So I may still
do that
tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, you got to probably still get people coming through tomorrow.
Yeah, and you want to switch it up so they have something else to look
for. So you do a lot of seasonal things.
We do.
Mm-hmm. Joe, how about you with your wines?
We do some seasonal stuff. It's probably a little harder for us to do seasonal or specific like bottles because you have to get labels approved. Mm-hmm. And it can take a long time to get a label approval.
So what happened with that shutdown? Did that mess you up?
Well, it definitely slowed things down. If you had a label that was trying to get approved, nobody was looking at it. And since it can take, 6 or 9 months anyway, that just slowed it up for that extra month or whatnot. But we didn't have anything being approved personally. But I know it definitely slowed stuff down at the TTB, which is like the reporting government agency that handles that stuff.
Folks, we got about 20 minutes left. Call in 769-9577, 769-9577, and get a gift card to Cute as a Cupcake right here in Merrillville, Butler Wines out of Chesterton, and Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield. We got the trifecta gift cards going on today.
Mm-hmm. And I've tried the blueberry wine. It's amazing. The cupcakes are amazing. Getting ready to try was your late harvest.
Oh, excellent.
Yes. So
Michelle, do you do any like events or competitions? You get involved with any of that kind of stuff?
Yeah, locally, our area has really grown for a demand for food trucks. So I do have a food truck. I call her Cutie.
She is cute.
Thank you.
It's like a milk. Well, from when I was a kid, a milk truck looking kind of truck. Like a UPS truck, but smaller.
Yep.
And it's polka dotted.
Polka dot, yep.
And it's got some pink on it.
Yes.
And where's that thing go?
So we'll do a number of events in the area. We'll do the food truck festivals, which will start coming up. A lot of the towns are doing things. So, for example, St. Patrick's Day is coming up. So we've got some parades that we're trying to get into to be able to sell cupcakes there. But primarily, we'll do the markets, like Griffith Market. We'll do them and things like that. So it's really good because it creates more brand awareness. Mm-hmm. For me still being such a new business, if you will, then when people see the truck, they're like, oh, it's a level of excitement. And then if they enjoy the product and want more of it, they don't have to wait until the next event that we have. They then can come into the store. So it really pairs well to have the mobile unit as well as the store. But there'll be a number of events. Right now we have the Hometown Country Jam that's coming up in Hobart in June that we're participating in. There's a number of different things that come up. And we've also started to spread our wings a little bit and go over into the city, going to Chicago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they have.
Is that a little more challenging, though?
It is. It really is. But I've kind of learned a little way to kind of keep it to where it's not overwhelming with permits and documentation and so forth. You start meeting other people that do it more often, and they can kind of help navigate you through the process. So last year we did the Rock and Roll Marathon that was downtown Chicago, and that was
Sharon's from that area.
Yeah, I'm well aware of that.
It was awesome. So that was our big first event in the city.
Well, how many cupcakes did you sell at something like that?
Well, this was the thing. It was a great day, but it was great for the business, but it was raining that day.
Oh, okay. Huh?
So it was a bit of a struggle, but I still enjoyed it. I appreciate being there. I drove the truck over into the city, because not being used to driving that truck, and it's not huge, but that's not my day-to-day drive, and then to get on the road, on the highway with that truck. Like,
just
heading
into Chicago is a nightmare sometimes.
Can you imagine driving into Chicago with a polka dotted pink truck?
That's a great advertising deal.
Yeah, imagine all the people that saw that on the
interstate. Yeah, but that was a little nerve-wracking getting on that damn ride and so forth and make it in. But we made it down there, so that was good. But advertising is good. As we go, last year we did an event at Burns Harbor. So it was out in Porter County. And every time we got on the highway, people would be honking at us. You got cupcakes in there. You don't give us something.
Beating on the side of the van door.
And we partner with schools and stuff, too. A lot of schools are really really getting into that, where they want to offer something for their parents after school, like on a Friday and so forth. So we'll do something. So it's been fun. We did a couple lunch things downtown Schererville. Schererville, the city itself, has a lot of events that they do. So most of the towns do something. It's just a matter of if we can get into that event before everyone's getting into it. But
or
Northwest
if the
Indiana
town's events are overlapping.
Overlapping, yeah. And that's another challenge,
Joe, do
too.
You get involved with some of that? Some
we,
of the farmer
the
markets
Chesterton
and stuff?
Chesterton European Market. We started doing it in like 2006. Mm-hmm. This year we're going to have, I think, 7 dates there where we'll be offering wine samples. Mm-hmm. So we'll have to get some information out to people about, you know, when they can come and taste it at the market. But our shop's just a block down the street, and we're there 7 days a week. So they can always get and to taste some wines if they want to. But the festivals make it fun. Mm-hmm. This March coming up is the Corkscrew and Brew, which will be in Thomas Centennial Park in downtown Chesterton. I believe it's right around St. Patrick's Day, the 17th of March. So.
Nice.
And then, you know, we get involved in a lot of competitions, sending wines off to competitions.
Yeah.
The big one's in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. It's one of the largest outside of California, and it has thousands of wines entered into it. And we've done really well there. We've gotten some double golds.
Oh, really?
Best in show, a lot of gold medals, silver, and stuff like that.
So is it difficult? I mean, what for the listeners out there that I guess maybe want to make not cupcakes, but maybe pies? I mean, how do you find out about these places? I mean, is it all online or how's it
as far
work?
As the events are concerned? Yeah, online. There's a number of pages on Facebook and so forth.
Chambers of Commerce.
Chambers are good. Yeah. And networking, really just meeting people. There's a truck alliance that we have here locally. So we all try to stay connected and
South
help each other.
South Shore CVA is a good resource for stuff.
Yep.
They actually started a wine trail in this part of the state, the South Shore CVA did. And so we're in the process of getting on that. I think we're mentioned on it, but we belong to another wine trail.
Oh, I've seen Butler Wine on, like you said, the wine trail. They have like little, like all the wineries. If you go there, there's a little map of it. And then they have a little sign saying Butler Wine and all the different wineries. So the wineries have are starting to become more like the breweries.
Mm-hmm.
You're becoming more of a family.
Well, the breweries became like the wineries. We were here first.
Okay.
The wineries have always like worked together because our competition comes from out of state.
Right.
California, South America, Europe, New York even produces a lot of wine. Michigan does. So we really try to work together. We just had a big conference in Indianapolis, the Indiana Horticultural Congress, which involves everyone who grows anything in Indiana. But the IWVA, the Indiana Winery Vineyard Association, was there, and we had some different sessions and lectures and, you know, marketing info where people were sharing ideas and things that, you know, people should do and shouldn't do. And it was a good resource. So.
Now, Michelle, the big thing has become at parties, it has been cupcakes, like cupcake cakes. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you have books? Do you have things like that where people can come in and look at?
I primarily ask everyone to go to our social media pages because we do that. That's where you can find everything, every picture that we've ever posted there. We don't have like the compilation book that you will find in some places you'll be able to go through. So we don't have that, but I always tell people, hey, if you want, or if I'm there, we'll show them on the phone or what have you. But that is the thing. And even with weddings, it's like Wedding Cake 2.0. You know, a lot of people are moving to the cupcakes. That way you can have a number of different varieties. And we don't limit our clients. You know, if you want to have lots of flavors, we'll put lots of flavors out there. Really will come up to you, your desire, your dream, your vision that you have for that big day. But it's so interesting because whether it's a birthday party or just a get-together or whatever, cupcakes really go well. And they're fun because you can cut them in half and just share them with everyone. You can get a dozen, and the whole dozen has 12 different flavors, 12 different cupcakes in there. And everyone can cut it up and share it and really enjoy it. So, and it's the whole idea. It's small, too,
right?
You know, and a lot of things.
Do you do different sizes of cupcakes?
We do. We do offer, so every day it's the standard size that we have in the shop, but we also offer the mini cupcake, and we also offer the jumbo as well. But those are for advanced purchases only. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're getting the standard size cupcake when you come into the shop. But so much fun.
Is there an industry standard for size of cupcakes?
The standard one, yes, but you'll find.
Oh, there is.
This is just the simple standard, the two-inch cupcake. That's what people go for. But you will find there is one company that a young lady, she only does minis. That's it.
Yeah.
There's other companies that just do jumbos. That's it. You know, so it's like you got to find your niche and kind of what's best for you. I like our size because it's not too small. It's not too big. It's kind of like just right.
Just the one size you have?
That we offer daily.
Okay.
But we do offer the other sizes, but the ones we put out every day is just that traditional size.
Sure.
You know, so it's just enough for a person to enjoy. And then we have our cutie cupcakes in a jar. And
yeah,
so,
I was going to bring that up.
Yeah,
tell us about that. That's
what is a cupcake in a jar?
Now, let me ask you that. Now, is it already cooked?
It's already cooked, yeah. Ooh. So that's like the misconception, too. It is a ready-to-eat deconstructed cupcake. So it has two layers of cake and two layers of icing.
Oh.
And pretty much any cupcake that we offer, we can make it in a jar. So where we get caught up sometimes are like our cheesecake ones, because that you can't bake in the actual jar. So we are preparing that jar.
So you actually bake these cupcakes in the jar?
No. You cannot bake them in the jar.
So you put it all in there cooked.
Mm-hmm. So how do you get it in the jar?
So we break the cake. And then we just put it in the jar.
Is it in mason jars?
Mason jars. Right. Uh-huh. 8-ounce mason jars. And you put a pink lid on it, and you got your little flavor tag on it. It's super cute. But really where it comes into play is because if it's something that you just want to have a quick bite and not consume the whole thing, then you can do that with your spoon or with your fork.
And then you can cup it.
And then put the lid back on.
So what's the shelf life on something like
it's
that?
It's a 10-day shelf life. So wow. Once you open it, it's a 10-day shelf life, but it could hold on the shelf for over 30 days.
Oh, wow.
Yep. So really? It's like once you crack that thing open.
Doesn't require refrigeration? So.
We recommend it because
it'll
we
extend the shelf life.
Yeah, and on top of that, we use real butter, real cream cheese. There's nothing going in our cupcakes as lard or grease or margarine or anything like that.
You know what I want to tell the people out there, too? Again, I'm going to bring about my grocery background. When I ran delis and bakeries, when we ran the bakery, the cupcakes all came in frozen, already cooked, and then you opened up a tub with some frosting, and then you would frost them and put them in a container, and that's it. Mm-hmm. And those cupcakes probably last one day. Mm-hmm. They really just dried because it's frozen. Where, you know, people, if you go to Cuda's a Cupcake over there on Maryville and you call in 769-9577, you can get a gift card and try some really freshly baked cupcakes. And what's cool is Michelle does them like for the day. That's it.
Every day is a new batch.
Every day. So what's shelf life on wine? I know they always say it's better when it's older, but is that true?
No, that's not true. I'd say 90% of wines are meant to be consumed within a year of purchase.
Okay.
There are the higher alcohol or drier wines, like mainly red wines. There's a few whites that can be aged, but like the port style wines will age well. Some of the really sweet dessert wines will age well. We've had some 10, 13-year-old blueberries that were just phenomenal. The late harvest vignette would be a good ager. But most of your light, fruity flavors will diminish over time. And so where the wine may not be bad, it's not going to be as good as it once was.
You don't make balsamic, though?
No, we do not make any vinegar. Not any.
How long does it take to make balsamic? How long does the wine got to sit there and get rotted? It's called rotted. I heard this from you.
Yeah, but it's the oxidation, though, that turns it into the vinegar.
Okay.
So it's the oxygen reacting with the wine that creates the vinegar. I don't know how long it takes to make a balsamic because we don't let any of our wines go that far.
Yeah.
We age some. I think we've had some as much as 2 years of aging.
Really?
But those are like the port styles, the dry red Chamberson that we make. It gets aged at least 6 months, I'd say, every year, if not 9 or 12.
Okay. Well, Michelle, do you put any kind of fruits in your cupcakes?
Yeah, absolutely. We have...
I saw the strawberry one over there.
Yeah, we have our peach cobbler. That's a fan favorite. We'll put the peaches inside the cake, and then we'll have icing, and we'll surround it with... grandma's pie crust.
You know what? We have one of your fans on the line right now. We have Kim. Kim?
Hi.
How you doing?
You have I'm a question. Doing well.
You have a question for your daughter here?
Yes.
Or you just want that gift card for some good wine.
Yes. I don't need the cupcakes. I'm going to take the wine.
There you go. Well, I'll make sure I'm going to send that out to you, too. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
That was sweet.
So as Michelle's mother, what's your role?
I travel every other weekend to come up and work in the shop.
Oh, wow. All the way from what, Terre Haute?
Mm-hmm. Terre Haute, Indiana.
That's a drive.
It's a drive.
It's a flat, long drive, isn't it? So do you have cupcakes on the way home so it keeps you busy?
Sometimes I do.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. How are we going to get that pie crust recipe?
Hey, that's a tough one, too. Boy, I've been trying to get it myself.
Do you have any questions for your daughter here?
No, I just want to know I'm proud of her and we keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you.
That sounds sweet. Yes. So,
and Jennifer says hi.
Oh, okay. So I said hello.
Well, Miss Phillips, we're going to be sending you out a gift card to, we'll probably skip the cupcake, but we're going to send you out a gift card to Butler Wines and one to Chef Nick's Eatery. So when you're in town, you come on down and get something to eat and get some wine on the way home.
Yeah. All right. I sure will.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Mom.
Thank you. You're welcome. Love you.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Folks, we got not even 10 minutes left. The time goes by quick every time, doesn't it, Sharon?
Yeah, disappears. Absolutely.
I know. Call 769-9577, 769-9577 for today's Valentine trifecta. You get a gift card from Cute as a Cupcake from Maryville, mm-hmm. Butler Wines from Chesterton, and Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield.
You are listening to Let's Eat with Chef Nick. Thanks for listening. Give Chef Nick a call at 219-769-9577 to take part in the conversation or ask a question, and you could win a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery in Winfield, or you could win a prize from one of his guests. 219-769-9577. That'll get you right to Chef Nick at Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
Oh, welcome back, everyone, to 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio, your local radio station here giving you local, cupcakes and wine and food and everything that's local. We don't go to Chicago for anything. We get it all from here. And you know what? We have an intern here that has a question for you. She's been watching. And what's your name again?
Briante.
Go ahead and ask the question.
Hello, guys. My question would be, now that wedding seasons are, coming up, do you guys, have to take extra precaution in preparing for that? Because I know some people like their, wines, and people have their cakes. Mm-hmm. What do you guys do to prepare
for us, if wedding
Good
season
question.
Might involve people actually using the vineyard for a wedding or something.
Oh, really? That's cool.
So that can take some extra prep. We've done it in the past. It's not something we do real regularly because they always want to do it on a Saturday, and that's our busiest day at the vineyard anyway. So it can be difficult, but we have done that. That's really the only thing that we do special to prepare for it. Otherwise, we're constantly making wine. It can take anywhere from 6 months to make a wine to a year to actually produce it. So, and then for growing grapes, we're looking at up to 4 years in the future. So it's a lot of planning that far out. We don't have any special wines that we sell for weddings. They're all special for weddings. So they're always there.
Yeah. I would say similar to the cupcakes too, we don't necessarily have special wedding cupcakes. Now we do have a wedding cake cupcake that our customers really love. But it's not doing necessarily anything different than what we would normally do on a day-to-day. It just really comes down to understanding that bride's theme and their vision and make sure that we carry it through when it comes to the cupcake. And so, and also a little bit is maybe working with their venue a little bit too, just to make sure that we get in there, we can set up everything, and it's still meeting their expectation. But we're still providing the same quality cupcake, whether it's someone coming for a birthday party or for a wedding. It's still the same quality.
Do you
that
make
we
them
have.
The day of the wedding?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My goodness!
Everything. Yeah. So everything is just done, and that's where everything holds true to be able to offer a quality product. But really, it just comes down to making sure if they have a certain flavor and stuff that we can. If there's a flavor that we don't offer and that they want, we'll work with them to make that too. So again, we really try to accommodate all their needs.
Sharon's got someone on the line.
Yeah, Tracina, what's your favorite flavor cupcake? Do you have a favorite?
Oh, chocolate, of course.
Nice.
Yes. I was curious about the cupcakes. I have a friend who visits at times, and she's both she can't eat any gluten, and she also can't eat lactose. Are there mm-hmm. any cupcakes that are both gluten and lactose free?
Absolutely, yes. So we do offer both vegan and gluten free, and the icing would be dairy free as well. So we do offer that. Again, our goal is to make sure that it's an all-inclusive environment and that everyone can enjoy the cupcake. So it's just a matter of just making sure you call in advance to make sure that we have it available, and if not, then they definitely can place an order for that type of cupcake.
Now, Therese, do you go? Have you ever been to Cuta's a cupcake?
No, I haven't, and that was my second question. I know I'm familiar with Maryville, but I missed the first part of the show. I don't know the address.
So we are located at 2008 West 81st Avenue. So the best way to locate us, we're right across from the Maryville Public Library. Mm-hmm. Or right next door to the original Albanese location, their small nut and candy location, not the big factory. But right there, small. I love being next to their small location because it's just inspiration. Uh-huh. Like that was their start location, and look
we've
where
had
they
them
are
on
now.
Too. We've had Albanese on.
A good area to produce sweet treats.
Yeah,
so,
you know. You
smell the confectionery sugar as you're
all around.
It's all around.
Okay, well that's good.
Kind of wine do you like?
Mainly white wines. I like dry white wines.
We've got some really nice dry whites.
So what we're going to do, you got it perfect. You got the trifecta. You got to get a coupon for some cupcakes, a coupon for some wine, and some coupons for Chef Nick Cedar out of Winfield.
Oh, I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you calling in.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Folks, we're down to like 4 minutes, so if somebody calls in real quick, we can take their call. If not, we're going to carry on. So why don't you give us... Michelle, some info, like, again, the address, website, all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. So, again, you can find us at 2008 West 81st Avenue. And, again, that's right across the street from the Maryville Public Library or next to the small Albanese Nut and Candy location. Our number is area code 219-472-0858. And you can also visit our website at cuteasacupcake3.com. And we're also on our social media pages. We have Facebook and Instagram, and both of those handles are Cute as a Cupcake 3. So
how much notice you got to have to order a special arrangement of cupcakes?
Well, that's a good question. So it depends on your quantity. If you want 50 or less, just give us a call in a day. We can take care of that because we bake every morning. If it's 50 or more, then we probably need a little bit more preparation for that. So at least give us 2 days. But we encourage our customers, really, because we offer so many different flavors a day and it's not a set menu, you know, so you're going to come in and you might find one flavor today and you may not see it tomorrow. So if it's something that you specifically know that you want, we encourage our customers to call and place an order. So that way, ensure that you have it.
So, Joe, give us some information about your place.
It's our tasting room in Chesterton's located at 401 Broadway, right downtown. The phone number is 219-929-1400, and we're there 7 days a week. We also have two locations in Bloomington, so if you ever find yourselves in the southern part of the state, stop by and
see the vineyards and everything.
And there's a tasting room right downtown. It has a beautiful little wine garden you can sit in and enjoy the atmosphere there as well. And they're also open 7 days a week. So anytime you come around, we're there.
Michelle, why don't you send us off with some feelings and thoughts?
Yeah.
You got about a minute here.
Okay, fantastic. Well, thank you for the opportunity. This has been great. I've just enjoyed being able to talk a little bit more about the dream, you know, because it was a dream that came to fruition. And I'm super excited about it. And just, again, to have the opportunity to share it with everybody. So please stop by and visit us. I would love to have the opportunity to meet you. So thank you.
You're such a pleasant lady.
Thank you.
You very are.
Joe? I'm excited to go and check out the cupcakes, really. It's always fun to come and talk with you here and see other products that are locally made, and that's one of my favorite parts of it is the local community atmosphere. The wines, we deal with community and our local town and our local people. We're growing the grapes locally, so you know, local's really important to me.
Yeah, you know, and people don't realize what we offer here in the region, the Lake County, Porter County, LaPorte County areas here. Everyone feels like they got to travel over to Illinois for something, but really, you
or
don't.
Or to Michigan, think Michigan wine, but you know, we made it here first in Indiana, so first place in the United States grapes were grown for wine production.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah, it's important to get the word out.
That's right.
Well, I want to thank Michelle from Cute as a Cupcake out of Maryville, right on US 30, and Joe from Butler Wines in Chesterton, down in Bloomington. I wish everyone would go visit them. I want to thank you both for stopping in. It was a great hour. It went by fast. I want to thank the listeners for calling in and for listening to us. And again, thanks for joining us on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Media. Ciao.